Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 57.
The House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. The Sergeant-at-Arms will close the doors. Members and visitors, please silence all electronic devices. Prayer will be offered by Kimberly Neptune, Legislative Assistant for Representative McGrady. Members and visitors in the gallery will please stand for the prayer and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Heavenly Father, thank you for this beautiful day which reminds us of your glory and creativity in the creation of our world. We thank you for the rest and respite after this busy season of crossover, and that you allow our members to come back refreshed and rejuvenated to serve the great state of North Carolina. We ask for wisdom for the leaders of our state and our communities. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Representative Jackson is recognized.
Mr. Speaker, the journal from May 7th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Jackson moves that the journal for May 7th be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The journal is approved as written. Introductions of bills and resolutions. The clerk will read.
Rules, calendar, and operations of the House. House Bill 1014, 2020 Census Voting District Verification Program.
The bill is referred to the Committee on Election Law and Ethics, and if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House. Members, we do have 65 messages from the Senate. Without objection, we're going to read those after we adjourn. The chair would invite all of our pages to please come to the front of the chamber. Pages, while it is clear to you that this is a no voting session by the number of empty chairs that you see in this room, you did perhaps see as much legislation passed as any other group of pages who have worked with us this week. We have received many good reports from your hard work. The chair sincerely hopes that you have enjoyed your time, hopes that you have learned something that you can take back with you, and hopes that you will find ways to return and apply that knowledge in the future. I would ask my colleagues to join me in a round of applause to thank our pages. Pages, you may return to your positions. Members, the chair is pleased to welcome our nurse of the day. Her name is Cherie Hayes, and she is from Hope Mills, North Carolina. Would you join me in welcoming our nurse of the day? Notices and announcements. If not, Representative Jackson is recognized.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House to now adjourn to reconvene Monday, May 13th at 12 p.m., subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Jackson moves, seconded by Representative Ball, that the House now adjourn to reconvene Monday, May 13th at 12 o'clock noon, subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1. Those favoring the motion will say aye. Those opposed will say no. The ayes have it, and the House stands adjourned.
The following special messages and regular messages are received from the Senate. These bills are read a first time and referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. Senate Bill 30, Committee Substitute Second Edition, a bill to be entitled an act extending the contracting date for agreements between Stanley Community College and Stanley County to jointly erect buildings on property owned by Stanley Community College. Senate Bill 123, First Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to allow sick leave to be transferred between a charter school and a local administrative unit. Senate Bill 218, Committee Substitute Second Edition, a bill to be entitled an act amending the state recognition of the Lumbee Tribe of North Carolina. Senate Bill 252, Committee Substitute Second Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to clarify certain provider and patient rights regarding health benefit plan contracts for the provision of dental services. Senate Bill 354, Committee Substitute Second Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to require notice to parents prior to closing a charter school or materially revising its charter. Senate Bill 399, Committee Substitute Number 2, Third Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to allow for retired teachers to return to work in high-need schools without adversely impacting the retired teachers' benefits. Senate Bill 425, Second Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to clarify that for a judge to grant post-conviction DNA testing, the judge must determine that a favorable result from the requested DNA test would support the defendant's innocence claim and to modify which judge shall hear certain motions for appropriate relief after a claim of innocence is denied by a three-judge panel. Senate Bill 483, First Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to clarify that the properties subject to the Vacation Rental Act are also subject to the general statutes governing city and county enforcement of hazardous and unlawful conditions. Senate Bill 522, Committee Substitute Third Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to make various changes to the laws affecting charter schools. Senate Bill 525, Committee Substitute Second Edition, a bill to be entitled an act authorizing the Department of Natural and Cultural Resources to determine the feasibility of establishing a state historic site to interpret the state's textile production and industrial history. Senate Bill 529, Committee Substitute Second Edition, bill to be entitled an act to increase the maximum processing fee for returned checks. Senate Bill 560, Committee Substitute Third Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to clarify that the Commission shall not investigate a complaint against a judge based substantially upon a legal ruling by a judge unless that legal ruling has been reviewed by an appellate court. Senate Bill 562, Committee Substitute Third Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to make various revisions to the expunction laws of the state. Senate Bill 574, a bill to be entitled an act updating the definition of physical therapy to exclude the practice of chiropractic and to include manipulation of the spine without a prescription from a physician licensed to practice medicine in the state. Senate Bill 609, Committee Substitute Second Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to simplify the eligibility requirements for the Children with Disabilities Scholarship Grant Program, clarify eligibility for scholarship programs to apply to certain four-year-olds, and to make various other changes to the Opportunity Scholarship Grant Program. Senate Bill 118, Committee Substitute Third Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to improve data collection and cost recovery practices for health care services and safekeepers. Senate Bill 161, Committee Substitute Second Edition, a bill to be entitled an act enacting the North Carolina Caregivers Act. Senate Bill 199, Committee Substitute Number 2, Fourth Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to protect children from sexual abuse by improving prosecutorial options for delayed reports of child abuse, to expand the duty to report child abuse, and to protect children from online predators. Senate Bill 226, First Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to limit who may advertise for the adoption of a minor child under the laws pertaining to adoptions. Senate Bill 262, second edition, a bill to be entitled an act to prohibit hunting and fishing on private property without written permission from the landowner or lessee, and to prohibit hunting on private property while under the influence of an impairing substance in Union County and Granville County. Senate Bill 284, first edition, a bill to be entitled an act relating to verification by the state auditor of compliance with statutory requirements such as conditions, precedent, classifications, and similar eligibility or qualifying standards, and providing the auditor access to information necessary for verification. Senate Bill 311, committee substitute, second edition, a bill to be entitled an act to expand the massage and bodywork therapy board to include an establishment owner. Senate Bill 312, first edition, a bill to be entitled an act to enact the Uniform Real Property Transfer on Death Act. Senate Bill 313, first edition, a bill to be entitled an act to reduce costs and aid housing affordability by streamlining the performance guarantee process between developers and local governments. Senate Bill 320, first edition, a bill to be entitled an act to foster regional cooperation for water and wastewater infrastructure. Senate Bill 332, committee substitute, second edition, a bill to be entitled an act to clarify statutes of limitation and repose applicable to actions brought against professional land surveyors. Senate Bill 355, committee substitute, second edition, a bill to be entitled an act to clarify, consolidate, and reorganize the land use regulatory laws of the state. Senate Bill 366, committee substitute, second edition, a bill to be entitled an act to permit certain freshman and sophomore high school students to be eligible to enroll in college courses as part of an academic transition pathway or college transfer certificate. Senate Bill 378, committee substitute, second edition, a bill to be entitled an act to change when public hearings are required for economic development expenditures. Senate Bill 379, first edition, a bill to be entitled an act to make clarifying and administrative changes to the laws relating to the state treasurer, to the teachers and state employees retirement system, to the local governmental employees retirement system laws, and to the related statutes. Senate Bill 384, committee substitute, second edition, a bill to be entitled an act to clarify various motor vehicle dealer laws. Senate Bill 385, committee substitute, second edition, a bill to be entitled an act to clarify motor vehicle dealer regulatory requirements. Senate Bill 394, first edition, a bill to be entitled an act to make various changes to the general statutes concerning estates, trusts, and guardianships as recommended by the North Carolina Bar Association. Senate Bill 398, committee substitute, second edition, a bill to be entitled an act to prohibit the receipt of benefits from the consolidated judicial retirement system for judges who have been impeached and convicted or removed from office, to apply felony forfeiture provisions to the National Guard Pension Fund and to the Disability Income Plan of North Carolina, and to make other amendments to the felony forfeiture statutes. Senate Bill 408, committee substitute, second edition, a bill to be entitled an act to improve the teachers and state employees retirement system and the local governmental employees retirement system's abilities to collect reimbursements for overpayments made to reemployed beneficiaries, to extend the legislative enactment implementation arrangement under the teachers and state employees retirement system and the local governmental employees retirement system to allow the state treasurer to perform criminal background checks, and to make changes related to the North Carolina State Health Plan. Senate Bill 419, committee substitute, second edition, a bill to be entitled an act to clarify that loss prevention professionals may investigate matters relating to the property of the loss prevention professional's employer. Senate Bill 433, committee substitute, second edition, a bill to be entitled an act to make various changes to the statutes governing the Department of Natural and Cultural Resources, and to remove certain lands from the State Nature and Historic Preserve as recommended by the Department. Senate Bill 448, first edition, a bill to be entitled an act to amend the requirements for an individual appointed as compact commissioner under the Interstate Compact on Educational Opportunity for Military Children. Senate Joint Resolution 467, committee substitute, second edition, a joint resolution memorializing the Congress of the United States to approve the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement in order to ensure continuity in trade among the three North American economic partners. Senate Bill 474, committee substitute, third edition, a bill to be entitled an act to abolish obsolete boards and commissions that are no longer functional. Senate Bill 488, committee substitute, second edition, a bill to be entitled an act to require stress testing for the teachers and state employees retirement system as recommended by the Pew Foundation, to make amendments related to the pensions solvency fund, and to make technical corrections to the laws pertaining to the teachers and state employees retirement system, the local governmental employees retirement system, the Consolidated Judicial Retirement System, the North Carolina National Guard Pension Fund, North Carolina Public School Teachers and Professional Educators Investment Plan, and the North Carolina State Health Plan for Teachers and State Employees. Senate Bill 493, Committee Substitute Second Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to clarify the specific time that a domestic violence protection order expires on the last day that the order is valid, and provide that subsequent court orders supersede similar provisions in orders issued under the domestic violence laws. Senate Bill 500, Committee Substitute Third Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to make certain modifications to the implementation of advanced math courses offered when practicable for grades 3 and higher. Senate Bill 508, First Edition, a bill to be entitled an act amending Rule 30 of the North Carolina Rules of Civil Procedure relating to the taking of depositions. Senate Bill 532, Second Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to, one, require that in a living probate proceeding the original will be introduced as evidence rather than being attached to the initial petition. Two, permit the use of minor or 18 plus or adult in place of actual age of heir or divisee, and application for letters of administration or letters testimony. Three, adjust the state's statutes dealing with out-of-state wills recognized in this state on the basis of compliance with the law of the state of execution in order to continue the requirement that the testator or have been physically present in the state at the time of the will's execution. Four, provide for notice that the tenancy by the entries property transferred to a tenancy by the entries entirety's trust remains immune to the claims of the spouse's individual creditors, and to specify that a person's entering into a transaction involving the property may obtain confirmation from the trustee that the property continues to qualify for this immunity, and five, make technical corrections to the affected statutes as recommended by the General Statutes Commission. Senate Bill 535, Committee Substitute Second Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to authorize the addition of Pisgah View State Park to the state park system and to clarify the statutes dealing with Conservation Corps, North Carolina. Senate Bill 551, First Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to establish the Child Support Cooperation Act of 2019. Senate Bill 554, Committee Substitute Second Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to reform the management of marine fisheries in North Carolina. Senate Bill 572, Committee Substitute Second Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to allow an S corporation to represent itself in any court in this state and in other legal forums. Senate Bill 584, Committee Substitute, Second Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to make changes to future criminal laws related to regulatory offenses and crimes not contained in certain chapters of the General Statute. Senate Bill 595, Committee Substitute, Second Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to make changes and technical corrections to the General Statutes concerning real property law as recommended by the North Carolina Bar Association. Senate Bill 599, Committee Substitute, Second Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to modernize the Medical Review Board and to make technical and conforming changes. Senate Bill 604, Committee Substitute, a bill to be entitled an act to regulate impairment in veterinary practice, allow veterinary facility permitting, and make technical corrections. Senate Bill 648, Committee Substitute, Second Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to provide further support to the shellfish aquaculture industry in North Carolina.